Tom Halverstedt is a scientist at the Southern Research and Outreach Center at Waseca. Tom, I've been a little bit slacking this month. The first week, as soon as we flipped the calendar over to August, I was so busy driving back and forth to FarmFest. So I sent you an email last week, and you were on vacation. Imagine that.
Yep, I took a little trip out west last week and took some vacation. We got our small grain in, and I said, well, this looks like a good time to get away while before we start working on things like corn silage. So it turned out to be a good time to get away.
Well, let's get to the July weather before I get a crop report and where you drove. It was a while ago, but July to me, two words, hot and dry.
Yeah, it was hot and dry, but, you know, not remarkably hot and dry. It was half a degree warmer than normal is all. It wasn't even in the top 10 for warmest Julys, wasn't even in the top 10 for driest Julys. So it was really not remarkable. And right here at the Research and Outreach Center, we had 11 days with measurable precip. Now, all of them quite small, but that's one out of 3 days that we had something. And we never went more than 8 days without about a third of an inch of rain. So what I've said this year is our crop right here in our area, and that doesn't cover everyone, but the crop has been living paycheck to paycheck this year. We seem to get enough rain just in time that it looks pretty good. Now, we haven't done anything to make up for our rainfall deficit. We're about half of what our growing season rainfall should be, but we've metered it out at the right time. But that doesn't give us any kind of a spare tank to go on, and we're right now looking for another batch of rain. So we don't really want to go more than 10 days without a rain the way it is looking right now.
Well, but then you don't have to go very far from, like, right in the immediate Waseca area, and then you get to an area, because I've been driving around a lot, you're driving, and boy, this looks pretty good. And then a little ways down the road, boy, it looks like there's a lot of moisture stress here.
Yep, I would say the one thing I saw, and we did a lot of driving on my vacation, we went west, even into the Dakotas, and you'd go along and about, just like what you said, I'd go 10 miles and say, wow, things look pretty good here. Then you go 10 more miles and they're suffering. And I think there's two things that had, you have some that got some rain, some that didn't, and you go along and some of the soils that don't hold as much water as right here, and you can do that fairly close to Waseca. Even some of those Le Sueur area has some sandier spots. I noticed in Lake Crystal, some of those, there's some sandier soils, and they really are suffering. So the one thing I would say is no one's had too much rain. So there's some that have just gotten by, some that missed out, and I think there are some that will be surprised at the crop they get on half the rain we should expect. Others are going to be a little disappointed that they missed out on one or more of those rains that came just in time.
Now, if we get rain now, that's certainly going to help put some test weight into the corn kernels, isn't it? It would sure benefit the beans.
Should benefit. The soybeans are about done flowering now, but some of those late soybeans do abort a lot of their flowers anyway, up to about two-thirds of them. So there's plenty of flowers, and it just depends on what the conditions are, when those flowers occur, whether they become pods and seeds is all dependent on the conditions at the time. So I think there is still some hope for soybeans. Corn, I think we'll see a little bit of nose back, tip back on the ears. Might not fill some of those kernels. I think most of the corn got through pollination in pretty good shape. I think there was potential to pollinate those kernels, but some of those might tip back a little bit. We see that in dry weather. That's why historically we planted corn earlier to try and avoid those dry conditions later in the year like we're seeing this year.
Now they're talking about highs in the upper 80s later on this week, and it's actually the point now where I wish it would back off and let's not accumulate those growing degree units too fast.
Well, I think, you know, the 80s aren't so bad in the day. It's when we stay really warm at night and the corn doesn't seem to get a chance to respire a little bit and recover and then do the same thing again next day. I've always said corn is kind of like people. When it's too hot all day and all night, you just get too wiped out and you don't get much done. But you can get a lot of work done in the daytime when it's hot, as long as you can cool off at night. And I think that's, we do get that more this time of year. Nights are getting longer now, and we usually cool off at night. So I don't think these 80-degree days are too bad when we get some 50s and 60s at night.
We are way ahead in growing degree units, aren't we?
We are quite a bit ahead. We're about 10% ahead of normal, so week to 10 days ahead of normal. So I'm not really concerned. There are years when we're at this time of year saying we need to get some heat because we might not finish the crop before frost. That doesn't look like it's going to be an issue this year. I think we'll finish the crop before, likely before our first frost, which is usually that roughly October 1st.
I'm sure you are still getting calls from farmers or discussions when you run into them somewhere comparing this year to the drought of 1988. I distinctly remember the drought of 1988, and it doesn't seem to me like it's as bad this year as it was back then, but then I have to remind myself, too, that we are planting a lot better genetics now than we were in 88.
Well, I looked at that, and most everybody does remember 1988. Some of our younger farmers weren't actively in farming that time, but a lot of people do, and that kind of, when you do mention hot and dry, 8 out of 10 people will say 1988. So I looked at 88. This year, we were 2.7 degrees cooler than 88. We were 2 inches wetter than 88 in July. In July of 88, we had 6/10 of an inch of rain, and the temperature averaged about 75 degrees. So quite a bit warmer, much drier. Not our driest July ever. I think that was 1936 when we only saw 1/3 of an inch of rain, but that was the Dust Bowl years that made history, but not a lot of us were around at that moment.
Tom Halverstedt, scientist at the Southern Research and Outreach Center at Waseca.